Okay, so you don't like the plan for Obamacare. But Speaker Pelosi doesn't like it that you don't like it.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Well, let me tell you what another president said. Quote, a little rebellion now and then is a good thing. Thank you, President Jefferson.
I pledge allegiance to America's debt.
American taxpayers owe more than $500 million in interest payments every day to cover our government's debt. Much of that debt is owed to foreign governments. Go to defeatthedebt.com. Why does Governor Cuomo support fracking in New York? Go to foodandwaterwatch.org and tell Governor Cuomo to ban fracking. Annie Mae, Freddie Mac, not real people, government names made up to get unapprovable loans approved by a Democrat Congress. Now those unapprovable loan holders can't make their house payments. And you're going to have to. It's a crying shame. If you elect Obama, you'll be the one crying. Conservative candidate Doug Hoffman's register of endorsements is becoming a who's who in political America. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, Governor Sarah Palin, Senator Fred Thompson, Dick Armey, Governor Tim Pawlenty, Senator Rick Santorum, Steve Forbes, James Dobson, The New York Post, and apparently Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. This Tuesday, add your name to the list. Vote Doug Hoffman for Congress. We need some presidential backbone, and we need it fast. We need it now. Who's up for the job? Obama means more taxes. McCain means leadership. McCain's got you covered. Some are of the opinion that the answers to their problems lie within the government, that somehow a certain president or political party is going to be able to offer the change we need.
Steel, auto, airlines. What do these industries all have in common? Hundreds of thousands of lost jobs, and union bosses are pushing their own bailout bill in Congress.
Take a hard look at Mario Garcia's official resume. Doctor, reverend, international business consultant, politician. Sound phony to you? Sorry, Mario. Lying isn't considered a family value around here.
In the next election, Las Vegans will decide the direction the justice courts will take when they choose a new judge in Department 8. George Assad is the best choice for Justice Court.
Governor Bush appointed this conservative to the Supreme Court. And a year later, Greg Abbott was rated the best justice on Texas's high court.
From the horizon to the heartland, a new light is shining. America's comeback starts with us. We are the Republican Governors.